Storytelling is a powerful leadership tool. Stories build rapport and connection in a way that facts and information do not. When we share stories, we engage the emotions and imagination of others to help them see things differently and to act differently as a result. There are many reasons to tell stories. Leaders can use stories to build rapport before sharing an idea, to provide context for a decision, or to illustrate a specific point that supports a larger goal. Stories can weave together the threads of an argument in a way that brings that entire communication to life for the audience. Stories help others understand our thinking because they do more than prove that information is true, they give meaning to that information. So why do stories matter? Stories are memorable. We are 20 times more likely to remember a fact if it's wrapped in a story. In fact, we frame everything as a story. It's the human operating, whether we think we do or not, and they support how the mind works too. Although we use left brain logic thinking, when, for example, we are solving problems, much of our thinking time comprises of stories within stories. We often think narratively, everything that happens to you becomes a story. Storytelling is actually second nature as we hear and read them as children, and that fires our own interest to tell stories too. I still remember some of the stories from childhood books as they activated something inside. This often was a sense of adventure, happiness, sadness or hope. You need to use the story with purpose, so be clear about the aim behind the story. Once you've worked out that aim, then you've started on your storytelling journey. When you think of a dull PowerPoint slide deck, you've got graphs, text and images, but that only engages to a point. It's there to inform you and perhaps even to sell or give you core facts. This is showing a push direction. However, you could lighten up a stale deck with a story. How this data and graphs have helped you in the past to achieve your goal. Even though the facts are important, decisions are 100% emotional. You have to balance information with emotional engagement. This is known as a pull direction. With stories, you are seeking to pull the audience into your story and stir the imagination of your audience. These days, all successful people and brands have good stories behind them. Here are some preparation tips. Teaching stories help to make sense of new skills in meaningful ways. Aim to convey the why as well as what and how. Keep a scrapbook of great examples you see in employees. These can be big achievements, small wins, or meaningful moments, such as praise for a job well done, or seeing someone help another person in need. If you observe an event outside of work, think of the appropriateness or lesson that can be applied by your audience. You can use examples outside the sphere of your work to create metaphors, but only use those that your audience can relate to. Using a quote from someone inspirational and famous can be a helpful way into a story. This can sum up your experience or could add humor, only if appropriate. If you're having trouble finding quotes, use a quote directory. You can use the search bar to find a specific quote if you know the author, or you can browse by topic. As part of your story creation process, put yourself in the shoes of the listener. There are different types of listeners, so take yourself back to a time when you listened to a story. Take a pen and notepad and write down the headings as we go through this next section. Firstly, there are those who noticed something about the storyteller as they talked. Write down this heading, the observer. These are some questions the observer may have mulled over during or after the storytelling session. What relationship do I have with the storyteller? Why do I want to listen to them? Can I tell his or her intent from their body language? What did I appreciate about the storyteller as he or she told this story? What did their body language suggest to me? How congruent was the message with the tone and way the story was told? What do I believe about the story as a result of these perceptions? Then the next group are those who are triggered by something they heard. These are the listeners, and that's the next heading. These are questions you might want to consider. What happened in the story? Who was involved? What were the strengths I heard in the story? What values did I hear in the story? What leadership behaviors did I hear? What discoveries happened? Where were the breakthroughs? What made the breakthroughs possible? The final group of listeners are seeking connectivity, and these are typical questions they may have. They are known as connectors, so write this heading down. What aspects of the story stayed with me afterwards? What new possibilities does this story have to offer our team? What would happen if some of the key behaviors or mental models in the story were brought to life elsewhere in our team or organization? What do we want others to hear from this story? If the team is gathered to discuss a specific theme, such as innovation or trust, as examples, where did I hear that theme in the story? What did the story illuminate about our theme? A quick way to recall these headings is to remember that the observers are visual and seek visual cues, the listeners are auditory, so tend to pick up on what's being said or even what's not being said. The connectors use emotions, gut feelings, and intuition to gain insights from the story. Once you've considered these questions and your target audience, you can prepare your story with a different perspective, using these questions to sense check your story. What statistics, facts, and data do you need to bring your story to life? How will you set out your story? Can you describe a beginning, middle, and an end? Have you chosen the right narrative for the reason behind your story? Is your story relevant for your audience and what you want them to take away from this experience? Is it compelling enough for others to talk about it? In the next podcast, you'll hear about structuring your story as you would a novel. For now, thank you for listening.